Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Friday, the 27th of March, 2020. Here are some of the top headlines. The United States now has more cases of coronavirus than any country on Earth. An American Airlines flight attendant has died of the virus, and a high school wrestler is being celebrated as a hero after pinning down a suspected kidnapper at a convenience store. Thanks to our followers over at USA Today Podcast on Twitter. If you're not already, hit that follow button to stay up on all things 5 Things, including daily conversations about the coronavirus pandemic. That's at USA Today Podcast. Now, onto the show. The House on Friday will vote on the $2 trillion relief package aimed at helping the U.S. economy amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Senate passed the deal late Wednesday, and President Donald Trump is expected to sign it into law once it clears the House, which it's also expected to do, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Thursday.
It will pass. It will pass with a strong bipartisan support.
The package includes one-time payments of $1,200 to most people in the country and $367 billion for small businesses, $130 billion for the healthcare system, $500 billion for several industries, and expanded unemployment benefits. U.S. stocks this week responded strongly to the incoming relief deal, recording their first 3-day rally in 6 weeks. But the Labor Department announced that a record 3.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. Meanwhile, President Trump said that he spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping and had what he called a very good conversation toward learning more about their experience with the virus. The U.S. now has the most confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the world, and several cities' hospitals are feeling a major burden, particularly in New York City, one of the worst-hit cities on the planet. 2 military field hospitals are on their way, and one to Washington State. Lieutenant General Charles Flynn from U.S. Army Operations and Plans said a number of officials will be working together to help relieve pressure on local hospitals.
The idea here with the Corps of Engineers, with FEMA, and with the state and local officials is to work in collaboration so that we can provide skilled medical professionals to take some pressure off the local and state healthcare system. With our Army professionals.
There are at least 23,000 cases in New York City and also some 15,000 spread across suburbs in the tri-state area. Other major outbreaks have hit Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Chicago, and there are growing concerns in places like New Orleans, Detroit, and South Florida. More than 1,300 people have now died from the illness in the U.S., with some 86,000 confirmed cases in the country. Around the world, there have been more than 500,000 confirmed cases, more than 24,000 deaths, and some 123,000 recoveries. Southwest Airlines plans to cancel some 1,500 daily flights beginning Friday as the COVID-19 outbreak continues to slam the airline industry. The cuts represent a nearly 40% drop in flights for Southwest. Airlines are also widely changing their food and drink policies, limiting options to help promote social distancing and keep flight attendants safe. Their industry took a shock this week when a 65-year-old American Airlines flight attendant, Paul Frischkorn, died from the virus. Frischkorn was also a union representative who spent recent weeks answering questions and helping members during the pandemic. Grand Canyon National Park says that 3 of its most popular trails, Bright Angel and South and North Kaibab, will temporarily close beginning on Friday. The move comes as local governments in Arizona and the Navajo Nation are waiting on an answer for their request for federal officials to shut down the entire national park amid coronavirus. Some parks like Yosemite, Joshua Tree, and Pearl Harbor have already closed. But the Trump administration continues to keep some parks open, even amid complaints from workers that it's tough to enforce guests to keep social distancing. Major League Baseball and its Players Association reached a tentative agreement on Thursday to try and save the 2020 season. MLB owners will vote on Friday to ratify the agreement. The deal includes a commitment from both the league and players to play as close to a full season as possible, even if it means a World Series as late as late November. The biggest issue during negotiations was service time, but both sides agreed that if there's a season of any length, players would receive credit for a full year. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred told ESPN this week that he's not optimistic the league will be able to play a full 162-game season. Amid coronavirus chaos, there are some new albums to listen to. On Friday, Pearl Jam is back with their 11th studio album, Gigaton. It's also their first since 2013. USA Today's Patrick Ryan says, quote, "Defiant spirit and resilience has long been a trademark of Pearl Jam's music, but feels all the more reassuring in these uncertain times," unquote. Dua Lipa also has new music, dropping her sophomore album a week early. Ryan says the album called Future Nostalgia does not disappoint. Thanks for listening to 5 Things. A reminder, you can subscribe for free, and if you get a sec, drop us a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts. You can also catch us wherever you find your audio. Thanks as always to Claire Thornton for her work on the show. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.